Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and welcome to Collision Blast Quick Tips and Training. We give you tips and training about the collision repair industry in 5 minutes or less. So we'll go ahead and get started. First of all, I want to talk about a question that I had, and that was about sanding primer. I have a video on YouTube where I'm shooting some primer surfacer, and they wasn't sure how long, you know, you let it dry, or if you even sand, you know, they asked, do you sand it wet or dry? And you do set it dry, but how long it waits, you know, that's depending on the product you use. You need to look at the technical data sheet, because that can vary. But it does need to be completely dry, and that is very important. You do not want to rush that step, because that will run into problems like sand scratch swelling and things like that. So letting it dry thoroughly is very important, and you want, you know, you don't want to rush that, so let it dry. Now, depending on the product that you use, it can be anywhere from almost immediately. I mean, there's some primers out there for production shops that like to kick a lot of work out that may be dry, you know, just minutes after. And there's some primers that require 3-4 hours of drying or even longer. So be sure that you find that out, because that is a step that can lead to a lot of problems if you sand that primer too early. Next thing is the contests. We still have time to enter the contest. You know, go to collisionblast.com/contest, and you can enter to win there. There's CP Tools, Chicago Pneumatic Tools, and Collision Blast have teamed together, and we've already gave away 14 prizes, 7 CP Tools sanders, and shirts and caps. 7 sanders, I believe, and then the other 7. There's a first prize winner, and then the runner-up. The first place gets the CP tool, and then the second one will get shirt and cap. And there's still room to do that, because we have, I think, 14 total of the CP contest, and we've got 20 slots, so there's still time to get in on that. Go to collisionblast.com/contest if you're interested in that. Yeah, or if you've ever been there and you have entered it and never checked back, be sure and check back, because you may be a winner. You can see on the list who has won. So be sure and check that out. And the next thing I'm going to talk about is something I just posted about on the website. I got requests to talk about how to paint motorcycles. So I kind of started from the beginning of how to repair plastics, because a lot of your crotch rocket type motorcycles, style motorcycles, use a lot of plastic. They basically have a lot of plastic skins on them. And if you're considering the other style motorcycles, you know, that doesn't have all the plastic, we'll be touching on that too. But this one is specifically for that. And a lot of those parts are ABS plastic. And on the website, you know, I give a step-by-step of how to repair that using 3M products. And I also mentioned or put a video of another product. I haven't used that second product on there, but you know, it's something for you to consider. But there are step-by-step instructions if that's something that you're interested in. Just go to collisionblast.com, and right now it's the first post on there, so it should be pretty easy to see. And the last thing, I'm going to give you a quick tip, and this is for masking, when you're masking parts. I don't know if you've ever had like fuel lines or wiring harnesses or luggage racks or something that's real difficult to mask. You know, you spend a lot of time trying to mask it off, but then the real challenge comes after it's painted. You know, trying to get some of that tape off and paper, you know, that can actually become the more critical step there. So, you know, require lots of your time. And here, the quick tip is this, is to have you a roll of aluminum foil and use that to form around, you know, door handle rods or wiring harnesses or whatever. You just form that around. No, you don't even have to use tape, because it forms real tight. And then you do your painting. When you're done, you just take the aluminum foil off. This saves a lot of time. And that's it for today, and we're about out of time. So talk to you next time. Take care.